Back to the phones. Don, you're on the air on KLOS with Frank Sontag.
Good morning, Frank. It's a great pleasure to speak to you once again. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm okay. I'm a little distressed. How are you?
I'm a little distressed as well. This situation with Iraq and, in general, the military machine that we have created is greatly troubling. It's very difficult to put into words how basically what our country has become is a hypocrisy. We go out trouncing around, usually claiming to either be defending ourselves or to be saving some poor Kurds in the north of Iraq or the Shiite Muslims in the south or whatever it is. And, you know, you look at the CNN webpage and you see that the prison population in our country is higher than ever. And what is that all about?
Well, you tell me.
Well, I don't know exactly. I know that a great deal of that is the so-called war on drugs, which incarcerates our own people for what I think is mostly just lifestyle choices. What you said earlier about this being an economic issue, it's really disheartening to live in a culture where the dollar is more valuable than life itself. Really distressing, you know, we all know that the Gulf War originally 10 years ago or so was about oil, which is ultimately about money.
Well, you say we all know that. Well, I don't know if we all do know that.
Well, certainly we don't all know that. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, if we did, how could we support what's going on now?
Well, we probably wouldn't. And like one of your previous callers might have said, most people are probably at best indifferent to the whole thing. They don't know, they don't care. I got to mention the George Orwell story, 1984. Now, I have to admit, I don't think I've read it, but I do remember watching the movie that was made some number of years ago. But what I remember most about the movie was there were like TV sets in like just about every single room and or video cameras, but they were always showing the status of the war on this TV, and they were always claiming that there was a great battle and that, you know, heavy casualties were suffered, but yet victory is just around the corner. And it struck me as, when I watched it, I remember feeling, well, that's just a propaganda machine. I mean, it's not even really something that's actually physically happening. It's just something to keep the economy going, to keep people motivated in their lives. And I think that, you know, George Orwell was right in many ways. I mean, all you got to do is drive down the freeway to see all the cameras that are spying on you, or walk into a store and they're everywhere. I mean, I don't want to sound like paranoid, but we are being watched. And now you get on the internet and you know, they've got cookies on you and they're tracking, you know, where you're going and all these other little things. And, you know, even the United States Army has their own video game out now that you can download for free. It's really troubling, all these things that I'm witnessing here. And, you know, and the thing with Iraq is just icing on the cake. I mean, first of all, people need to know that we have been at war with Iraq for the last over 10 years. The Gulf War never ended. They set up these no-fly zones. It's so funny, Frank. They're called no-fly zones, but yet whose country flies in them? Well, I'll answer it. Our country does.
Yeah, I can only imagine if somehow the exact opposite were true. We had Iraq impose no-fly zones over our own country where we were not allowed to fly, but they were.
Oh, yeah, that's it real well. So we've been flying our warplanes over their country probably every day for the last over 10 years, and occasionally dropping bombs on what they're calling targets, you know, if they, say, for example, get flashed by radar or getting shot at, for example. They respond by killing people and dropping bombs and always claim that, well, it was self-defense. Well, that's ridiculous, because those are our planes over their country. They're the ones that are defending themselves. There's a tremendous amount of rhetoric that is associated with all the lies and deception. I mean, war is a lie. You know that. It's just a different way of spelling the same word. it's a lie. And, you know, the people that are orchestrating this have many different motivations for what they're doing. And they have many different techniques for keeping the population a little bit informed, you know, about certain things. About, you know, they've always put their spin on everything, and they black out stories that they don't want to get across, and it's a constant opinion poll, you know. It's crazy, you know. If we go back to Iraq and start, you know, more activity there, it's not going to make us any safer, nor is it going to make us any freer.
Well, but that's the rhetoric that we hear, that it's about fighting terrorism and the evildoers. And we const- again, I don't see myself necessarily as some extremely advanced, intelligent man. I think I have a modicum of intelligence. I try to think, I read. But, I mean, it's an insult to what little intelligence I have when I hear the simple-minded, black-and-white good guys and bad guys stuff. It really offends me. And yet this supposedly is the leader of the world. And I don't mean to pick on President Bush. I mean, it's the whole mindset on Capitol Hill. The Clinton administration was the same thing. And yet we, for the most part, we don't care. We just go about our daily lives and, well, should I vote? Well, you know, we've got the governorship coming up between Bill Simon and Gray Davis. These are the choices we have. How sad is that? I thank you for the call, Don.